Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to another Talkin' Yanks presented by DraftKings Player Profile and Projection. And today on the episode, we will be discussing Jordan Mitchell Montgomery.
Not his middle name.
His middle name is Blackman.
Jordan Blackman Montgomery.
Yeah.
How about that?
JBM.
JBM.
Jibum.
DraftKings?
Already said it.
These?
Already said it.
Does Monty work for them? No.
No.
He's on the Yankees.
Yeah. Works for the Yankees.
Employed by the Yankees.
It's kind of cool.
Getting paid in the millions this year. $2 million.
That's awesome. That's good for him.
What do you think he bought? Boat?
No.
Like, what's his show purchase?
Whatever his wife wants.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Happy wife, happy life, they say.
Yep. No wife, no life. That's what my...
That's what they tell me.
That's what my... Let's move past that.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jordan Montgomery.
Let's not get caught up on that in Jordan Montgomery's boat.
He's from South Carolina. Sumter, South Carolina.
Sumter.
Wears number 47 because he thinks he's one number better than Andy Pettit. He's 28 years old. It's just Christmas birthday, December 27th. That kind of vacation week, that's a bad week to have a birthday.
It ain't a summer in Sumter, South Carolina, unless you got flies in the heat down your neck.
Oh. That's cool.
What's up, Jim? I've got a lot of highs and lows with Monty.
I like Monty. I think people forget how good he was in 2017 in his rookie season. And then he was doing pretty well in 2018 before he got hurt. And then in 2019, 2020, came back. I still don't feel like we've seen, like, fully rested, ready-to-go Monty. But he was good in 2017, and a lot of people forget that.
He was very good in 2017. If we could copy and paste that. He was very solid in 2017. If we could copy and paste that, any Yankee fan would take it. I do think, and he was continuing being Monty into 2018, and then he gets hurt, misses year and a half, basically. And last year, you know, he had a couple bad starts. He kind of saved the Yankee season with that playoff start. I know that endeared a few Yankee fans to him. Funny looking back what we look for from starting pitchers, four innings pitch, one earned run. But
he looked like good, and I think
he pitched well.
He could have stayed in.
We needed that, you know? Yeah, and it's the whole, you know, the Yankees got what they needed from Monty.
Yeah.
I think we went into that game hoping for two innings.
We thought he wasn't going to last four, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a juggle, man, you know? We are a far way away from that 2017. And even if you count 2018, the first six starts he made that season, where he looked like Gumby, you know, I think we do have to put it in the same boat a little bit with some of the Andujars and guys like that. Like, that's a long time ago. You know.
Well, I just said it about the last with Severino, or next. Comes out next.
However they come, yeah.
I don't think they've heard it yet, so I don't want to divulge. But, yeah, right. I kind of just said it with Sevy. It's been a while. But he, yeah, so 2020, let's talk about last year, because 2019 he comes back and he gets what, like two starts or one start in a bulk day,
yeah.
And he's not in the playoffs and just getting the groove. And then this year he was supposed to be there, and he was, like, he took the ball every time through the rotation in the shortened season. He got 10 starts. So that's the good thing.
Yeah.
Is like he was mainstay. He didn't get hurt. He made it through the season, all that stuff. Which, you know, he was trying to do, coming back from injury. He has some good games, some bad games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dude, the really interesting thing is like the pitch count and how many times are they going to let him pitch and all that stuff where it gets really fuzzy with everyone last season down the stretch because there's so many parameters and stuff.
Yeah, man, and that's where I also I do have some good stuff for Monty coming. I think what's really interesting is that his, you know, we're talking about Tyone and Kluber and what are they built up to and blah blah blah. Monty is kind of in a similar boat. Monty hasn't thrown a full slate of innings since 2017. So it's going to be interesting. I think a lot of the conversations, and we say it casually, and I, you know, Eno Saris wrote an article that involved Gumby that I'll be referencing in a little bit, that, you know, a lot of the articles are like, well, Gumby's going to be kind of a bulk guy for the Yanks this year. Like, he's going to take the pill because he's proven, like, he'll go out there every fifth day, like you're saying. I'm interested to see what he's built up for. We've kind of mentally penciled in Gumby for, like, hey, go get your 30 starts this year. It's something to track. Like, he hasn't thrown over 50 innings since 2017.
Yeah, and I mean, it was Tommy John as part of that. Yeah. And then last year...
Shortened season...
But they all, he also, you know, like he got 10 starts, but he got 40 something innings.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember games, but it's really hard with A, how they use pitchers now. And B, I don't think he ever dominated a game. He dominated some games where he dominated the first inning. Like he struck out the side, like the first and second inning one game. I forget what it was. But yeah, I think he's got the fourth spot locked up. Out of like starting a spot in the top five or six, if whatever they do, Gumby's getting the ball right away, and I do think, like, if he can be a back end starter, like, and repeat his 2017 or even a little worse, get it, stay in that right under four ERA and take the ball every five, six games, it's really all I'm asking.
Yeah,
and I think he can be better when his curveball's on. He just, it sucks that he hasn't had the time to get into that repetition consistency, right, against major league hitters to develop. Like, if he didn't get hurt, I think he could have developed into, like, a very sturdy three or four.
And even if he had a full season last year, it would have been interesting to see because, you know, a couple of those starts that we're looking at now that are 3.2 or 4 innings during a normal baseball season, they say, Monty, go out there and get five, yeah, you know. But last year, it was in the 60-game rush, and, you know, he kind of got the opportunity pulled from him. So, hey, hopefully he builds off that playoff start. I'm interested to see. So let me start spinning it more positive. You know, Saris, who I referenced before, athletic, weird guy, love him. He was talking about pitchers that have a kind of sleeper pitchers that have a pitch mix that can help them better in the upcoming season. And he referenced Jordan Montgomery's changeup, which we got to see a little bit. But like you're talking about, I mean, kind of needs more repetitions, needs more work. And I think it can be a pitch for him that helps neutralize righties a little more. You know, in recent Yankee memory, if you picture Tommy Canley with the changeup, that's kind of got the reverse effect. It made him better versus lefties. Monty career versus lefties holds him to a 195 batting average, a 593 OPS. He's done work against lefties. Righties hit 256 with a 727 OPS. So if he can develop that changeup a little more, which has some plus stuff, you know, a lot of the metrics really like his changeup. If he can work that in the mix more and neutralize righties a little better, that can potentially bring him to another level, which would be, you know, again, when you look at that 2017 season, which is a long time away, but if he can somehow improve on that, which is goes back to what you're saying, like, Monty can be a little worse, and we'd be happy with it. Mm-hmm. If there's a world where he gets better, mm-hmm, I mean, Monty is a quality weapon for the Yankees.
Yeah, the changeup usage is a good note, and that's something that if you want to look forward to or, like, be tuned into that, it's a good thing to figure out. So in 2019 numbers, he came back. So let's go to 2017. In 2017, his curveball was his most popular pitch. He really relied on the curveball. When it had swing and miss stuff, it was cool. And then he throws a two-seam fastball, so a sinker, according to Baseball Savant. Those are his number one and two pitches, right? Mm. Well, the curveball dropped down to number three last year, and the changeup jumped up to number two. And exactly like you're saying, Jacob, Versus righties, he threw more changeups than any other pitch. Like, versus righties, the changeup was the number one pitch. Versus lefties, he was sinker curveball heavy. So he is that's why they're developing the changeup and trying to bring it up to get the righties out. Now, the numbers against the changeup last year were pretty good. He got lucky with slugging. His expected batting average was .211. That's pretty good. But you know what? He doesn't have put-away stuff. Even his curveball last year had a 28% put-away percentage. And, I mean, let me see 2017 what it had, because it was really good. No, 28 again. Okay.
It feels like there's days when it's on, days when it's off.
Tell. And you can really tell. But in 2017, he had the ability to grind, and he got a lot of double plays turned behind him, and he got out of a lot of jams. And it was his rookie season, so it was like, oh, this dude's showing a lot of poise, a lot of comfortability on the mound just to go do it. So that's, I'm hoping we see some of that again. But it's a very interesting case.
Yeah, I've got some other fun stuff that are probably outliers, but I think you like this. Jordan Montgomery at home, 25 starts, a 3.51 ERA career. Jordan Montgomery on the road, 4.93, 22 starts. So there's something.
That's in his career?
Career. Double the double plays at home. So he likes the crowd, man.
He likes
You guys want a double play ball?
He likes the moment. I like that.
So, yeah, Monty's been a lot better at home.
He had a really, really bad start on the road against Tampa last year. Didn't get out of the first inning.
Yeah.
I remember that one. That was pretty upsetting.
Yeah.
Didn't that come after, like, a good one? And we were like, oh, come on.
Montyville. John, I kind of...
Yeah, it came after the Mets one where he struck out, like, the side in the first. He was kind of... got into one unlucky home run ball. He was pitching. Okay, he went through four innings scoreless, looked amazing, and then fell off in the fifth against the Mets. And we were like, well, I mean, you know, it was really good. And, yeah. And then he started the next game and just sucked.
It felt a little bit like 2019 Hap. Like, Monty had a lot of moments where if he got the next out, if he got the next inning, and then he got lit up.
But Monty's stuff is better than Hap's. Like, the curveball is really nice.
When it's on.
I don't remember the changeup. I'm going to go pull up videos to watch it.
Bring up some changeup videos. I've got a little bit of a weird one for you.
All right. I love weird.
Do you think there's...
Al Yankovic.
Do you think... Weird Al. Do you think there's any world Monty comes back this season and he looks pretty good?
Yeah.
He looks like 27 Monty. That's not the weird part. Do you think there's any world where Monty could be a trade piece for an upgrade at starting pitcher?
What's his contract?
So I believe he entered the first year of arbitration, so I think he's got 3 seasons, including this one. So is there a world where Monty comes back, he looks pretty good, and Monty could be part of the trade that would be an upgrade at starting
pitcher? 3 seasons, you said?
Including this one. So if he was traded at the deadline, it would be 2.5 seasons.
The only reason I'm hesitant here, because I see what you're saying, is because Kluber's a 1-year deal, Tyone's a 2-year deal. They'd have to be ecstatic with what they're seeing from Seve, and they're not going to know about that until really after the deadline.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's going to be, and they'd have to really be ecstatic what they're seeing from Davey and maybe Clark, and they're not going to see Clark enough time. Herman has a couple years left. So I just don't know if they're in the position to trade away controllable starters right now.
It would have to be for a controllable starter.
Yeah.
Like a Castillo or something like that.
He'd have to be part of a package for Castillo or something like that. So I think I lean no for that reason. It's nothing to do with like the skill sets. Just like they might not be in a position to trade away controllable starters.
Like maybe if he was making a little more money, like 3 or 4 mil, then it'd be like easier to, with like how close they are to luxury tax stuff. And like, oh, we'll send him back as like a valuable piece in the trade. Plus, it like relieves some salary stuff, but he doesn't quite make enough to make a big difference there unless they're right on the bubble.
Yeah, I guess in my head I'm using the Luis Castillo because he's not making a ton of money yet.
I think he's making like four. Yeah,
yeah, so like the money kind of works out there.
There's a world where that part helps still.
Looks like he diced up Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah.
And is this all one at bat? No, one game, but...
Hit him with three changes.
He got three swinging strike changeups on Teoscar Hernandez in one game against the Blue Jays.
Oh, that was a high one, too.
That one wasn't a nice one. The first one, though, did you see the first one?
Yeah.
The first one was, like, and this was the strikeout, the put-away pitch. I don't know if you can get these on the video, Biebers, but that's a nice pitch.
It was nice.
Bo Bichette and Brandon Drury. So did he only get swinging strike on changeups?
He slacked me at that link.
All right. Blue Jays.
Yeah. Is this all the same start?
Is throwing changeups to Brandon Drury kind of mean?
Because he can't see?
Ooh, bang. This all looks like the same game.
That's kind of funny. Is it all 9-15? Yeah. Okay, so
that was 2019.
What's that?
2019.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah. Thank you. I get lucky every night.
Oh, I see what happened here.
Chewies, Cascades, Feel the Mushroom Puppy.
What is do we have an over under for him?
Max Manis is fun. Over under. Wow, nice soundboard, BBD. Good job. He went ERA. I'll let you guess.
3.85 is his over under for the ERA.
4.25.
Under.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's well aware I have a soft spot for Monty, so I have a little bias.
Of this podcast, you're the Monty Stan.
Stan's tough. I just have a soft spot for him. I think no one appreciated the 2017, and when you look back at it now, it's like
it's a whoa.
It's like we should have appreciated this a lot more. Yeah. And then the injury stuff is tough. And last year was such a weird year, so I still, and he's so past the injury. Like, there's no like recovery time. Can he pitch? Is the arm okay?
This is it.
I think the arm's okay. I think he's ready to go. He had some quotes last year about how he was a little fiery about not getting the ball and stuff like that, which I liked. So I will be optimistic. It's not even optimistic. It's rooting for heavily.
Yeah.
And I think like if he is in the 3.8s, the 3.9s, that's all we're really asking from him. And stay in the rotation.
Yeah, I think the only thing with ERA, I think from 2017 being kind of an unknown, like first year in the league, and I think where ERAs are at, you know, I think that 3.88 isn't as attainable. I think 4.25 is a really good over under. Like what we're saying, if Jordan Montgomery pitches 120 innings this year, 25 starts, and he has a 4.2 ERA, we're probably satisfied with him.
I think, you know, he came into 2017 as not the forgotten man, but the unknown man. Like, no one knew who he was. No one expected him to make the rotation. No one knew anything. He's coming in this year as, like, the forgotten man. People are talking about Seve returning. They're talking about Kluber. They're talking about Tyone. They're talking about Davey. They're talking about Herman. They're talking about Cole.
Yeah.
If you have to choose one of the guys who's going to get starts that isn't getting talked about the most, it's Jordan Montgomery, and maybe that's where he likes being.
Yeah, I do think at the same time, and hey, this would be a world where a lot of guys are healthy and performing. Everything you're saying about all those names, Monty better have a good start. If Monty gets off to a bad start and Davey's in AAA shoving or, you know, Domingo Herman's on the way back, it's a little bit of nervous times for Monty. Again, that would kind of be a good world because that means everyone's healthy. Everyone else is healthy and looks good.
I think he'll have some leash because they're going to go to a six-man and they just need starters to start the season. So I think he'll have some. You want to see he got Randall Grichuk on a swinging strike? He had much more swing and misses in 2020 with the changeup. If you can ride that outside, that arm yeah. side plane with it, it looks pretty nice. Here's Teoscar again in 2020.
Come on. Teoscar.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, pronates it a little bit.
Yeah, all about the pronation. Bo Bichette. Again, we're only getting Blue Jays.
Pronation.
Incarceration. That looked like a bad one. Anyway.
Get a good start, Monty. Early. Build off the playoff game from last year.
I'm falling in love with this changeup. I'm watching only highlights, so it's kind of
sure.
easy to do.
Sure. Yeah. You are watching swings and misses on this changeup, so... get off to a good start, Monty. I think that 4.25 is a great over-under on the ERA max.
Okay, here's a home run on a changeup, just to see how okay. we feel about it. Looks like he missed his spot.
Christian Arroyo, 2-0 changeup, middle.
Yeah, bad
that's
spot to
that's
miss.
That's called batting practice.
It's a bad spot to miss the changeup. Yeah, not good. Not
no
good.
More non-tasty. We're okay. we're a taster pod
all right,
here.
All right. So, I'm taking the under. I want him to go unnoticed again. I want to like be next year at this time being like, look back at the stats. He had a good year, and people are like, dude, he didn't feel great.
I'm gonna go push. I think he lands right on 4.25.
You always love betting green.
Yeah. No, you know that's not
$1,000 on green.
Black. Free money. Oh. Here's roulette. If
it
you
is
bet
confusing.
On black,
it
you
is
just get free money.
It is confusing when people bet on red. Yeah. I've never understood.
It's never
that.
Hit.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, you know I'm with
it's
you.
It's 98% black, 2% green. Red's never hit on the
never hit.
Table.
Well, let's talk about percentages. Because Baseball Reference has a 38% reliability. 38.
Why even put it up?
38% reliability. Is that the lowest we've had, Beavers?
At least so far.
You think the reliability would go up if they just took away the two saves? Because he's not getting that.
They have him throwing 118 pitches with a 4.65 ERA.
What are we doing this year if Monty gets a save?
If
Let's
Monty,
put it on the table.
Okay, if Monty gets a save this year... If Monty gets a save this year,
we'll eat a hat.
Yeah, we'll like eat soup out of each other's shoes.
Okay,
it's that save number being more than one that's really getting me. It's one thing if you want to.
No, put it on the board. If Monty gets a save this year,
we'll eat soup out of each other's shoes. Soup shoes.
Yeah.
So you're doing that for one save.
One save.
Okay. Yeah. Monty gets one save.
Yeah.
Soup shoe Monty.
And if you guys want to do it with us, you can.
That sounds like a really cool, like, jazz. Not jazz song. What's a Zoot Zoot Riot?
It's like its own swing. It's its own genre.
It's like Soup Shoe Monty. I can't even say it. Soup Shoe Monty. Monty!
Keep going.
Drink some soup out of the shoe. Papada. Zoop, soup, shot it. I can't say the first two words.
Soup Shoe Monty.
Soup Shoe Monty.
Soup Shoe Monty.
Monty. Pour some soup in that shoe.
Soup Shoe Monty. I'm going to drink mine with a straw. I like Jordan Montgomery.
Be good early.
One of the
Monty.
Highest release points in all of baseball.
Be good
comes
early.
Comes way over the top. Super tall, big arms, comes way up. It's like someone from heaven's above throwing the ball down.
Don't give us don't give the people voicemail ammo to say when's Clark coming back. Get going, Monty.
They're already saying that.
I know, but South Carolina guys. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.